Fran Kelly with you on this Thursday morning. It's time to go to the movies, and who better to do that with than Jason DeRosso? Imagine if you got to go to every film with Jason DeRosso.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Film critic, host of The Screen Show.
What a date.
I get a date with you every Thursday.
Hi.
Jason, Julia Roberts is back playing a mother with a very big problem in Ben Is Back. What's the premise?
Yeah, a very serious problem. Look, Ben Is Back is a kind of drama thriller in which Julia Roberts is Holly. She's a middle-class mum who has to spend Christmas Eve. Well, she gets to spend Christmas Eve with her son who suffers from addiction issues. He's just back from rehab, and it's a bit of a surprise visit back home for Christmas. She gets sucked into, I guess, the vortex that is the local drug underworld in her otherwise very respectable kind of middle-class suburb. But she's sucked back into that drug underworld because she's trying to stop her junkie son basically falling in with his old crowd. And it begins, as I mentioned, when Ben gets back. He's played by Lucas Hedges. When he does sort of pop up in the family driveway as they're coming back from church, everyone around Julia Roberts, looks really nervous, including his younger sister, and they're all telling her, don't trust him. But of course, she's the sort of mother who can't help but trust her son and give him another chance. So begins this 24-hour film, a film that takes place over this 24 hours, which is by turns, as I said, quite thrilling, but also dramatically very powerful. Let's hear a clip. There is some strong language ahead.
Here's the deal, and it is not negotiable. You get a day.
Are you sure?
So long as you pass the drug test I'm about to administer, stay clean while you're here, and that this time tomorrow you are back in sober living.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm not done. These are our terms, and I don't give a shit if you hate these rules. You do not leave my sight ever. You do not close the door to your room, where, by the way, I will be sleeping on the floor. And if you try to sneak off, if your bed so much as makes a squeak, I will be all over you, because for the next 24 hours, you are mine, all mine. Got it?
I got it.
You know, it's not such an unknown scenario for some parents, I think.
Absolutely. And there was a film out recently with Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet, which was kind of the same thing. That was called Beautiful Boy. And that was based on a true story about a journalist who tries to rescue his son from addiction. Very similar kind of story. Also a story in which the parent trying to rescue the child is in a new relationship with a new partner, and there are step siblings involved. So there's kind of a whole family there that isn't as invested as this parent. So there's that. I think it's an equally good film, though all these issues are sort of, as I've said, packed into a 24-hour plot line. So the gears do grind sometimes, but it's a great performance also from Lucas Hedges, who recently was in that film with Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe about the gay conversion. Exactly, gay conversion therapy. So there's been a few films out recently about adults fretting over the future of kind of white middle-class boys, but done well. And this one, Lucas Hedges, I like him because he kind of has this buttery, milky wholesomeness about him, and he is the kind of kid that you want to believe. But as he says in the film, you know, Mum, I'm a junkie and I'm going to lie to you. So it's, you know, there's a lovely tension there.
What about two great performances. Julia Roberts? Stop.
She's great. I mean, what's good about her, I think, is that she's an actress with a great range of emotions, and the emotions are very close to the surface with her. So she manages to kind of follow the shifts and twists of this plot, and there are a lot of them. It's very melodramatic. Mm. She's crying one minute, laughing at the next. She's very good for that. And opposite Lucas Hedges, who's quite a much more restrained sort of acting style, I think the two work well together. I mean, look, there are some predictable melodramatic shifts towards the end, but I think it's worth seeing. Definitely worth seeing.
Okay. A new film out from Clint Eastwood, this one about Mexican drug runners. Clint Eastwood is 88 years old. What, has he got a role in the film?
He's in it.
He's
88 years young. Now you think, what's he doing in an action film? Come on, give it a break. But this is
what
the
is
point.
He doing in the action film?
This
what's
is
he
the
doing?
Point. This is called The Mule. And he turns out to be a drug mule, basically, for the Mexican cartels. And the reason is
I've seen the shorts of
right,
this.
Right. He's this very frail. He's looking very frail on screen, actually. It's interesting. I'm sure he's acting the part to a large degree, too, because, you know, you can't sort of get away making films in Hollywood and being sort of physically incapable of doing so. But on screen, he's very frail. He drives this pickup truck. He's a horticulturalist who's fallen on bad times. And to make ends meet, he falls in with the Mexican drug cartels, and he's this man above suspicion. So you've got kind of a crack team of police trying to hunt for the drug mules on the highways. Bradley Cooper is like this hotshot young cop. But of course, they don't suspect him. And meanwhile, he has this kind of straight-shooting, old folky kind of charm about him that ingratiates him with the Mexicans. And he gets invited down south of the border for this great party where he's treated to wine, women and salsa dancing and all of that. But there's a serious side to it, which is this is a film about a remorseful man who wasn't there for his family and wants to make amends too. So he sort of funnels money back to the family, but kind of finds out that really the emotional debt can't just be paid off with money.
With dollars.
So look, a lovely film this, The Mule.
The Mule with Clint Eastwood. Jason, a couple of good movies by the sound of it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, host of The Screen Show on RN this morning at 10 or any time, of course, on the ABC Listen app.